The next patient is Mr. John Henry. The last name is H-E-N-R-Y, first name John. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that has a CKD stage 3B that is most likely associated to hypertensive nephrosclerosis and diabetic kidney disease, period. This patient has atrophic left kidney that is 6 centimeters by retroperitoneal ultrasound, and the right kidney is normal in size. There is no evidence of hyperechogenicity. In the latest laboratory workup, there was evidence of a creatinine of 1.5, a fasting blood sugar that was 160, with an estimated GFR that is 42 mLs per minute, period. The main concern is the proteinuria that went up to 1250. Number two, diabetes mellitus. During the last visit, the patient was placed on Jardiance, and he was told to cut the administration of Humulin 70/30 in half. The patient saw the laboratory workup, and when he saw that the hemoglobin A1C was climbing up from 7.8 to 9, he decided to change the administration of Humulin 70/30 to the prior levels, 14 units in the morning and 24 in the afternoon. Ever since then, he is starting to feel better, period. The patient was instructed about the administration of Jardiance that was given for two purposes. Improve the blood sugar control and slash or renal protection, cardiovascular protection in a patient that has a history of a coronary artery bypass graft in the past. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass 20 years ago. The patient is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. At this point, we are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and make the necessary adjustments. I anticipate an improvement of the proteinurias as well as the hemoglobin A1C, and by controlling the blood sugar and by the administration of the SGLT2 inhibitor, the proteinuria might decrease, period, paragraph. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes with the documentation in the EMR.